Let Your Light Shine, October 5th. Service for God and with God. Let your light so shine before men, that they may see your good works, and glorify your Father which is in heaven. Throughout the world, messengers of mercy are needed. There is a call for Christian families to go into communities that are in darkness and error, to go to foreign fields, to become acquainted with the needs of their fellow men, and to work for the cause of the Master. If such families would settle in the dark places of the earth, places where the people are enshrouded in spiritual gloom, and let the light of Christ's life shine out through them, what a noble work might be accomplished. This work requires self-sacrifice. While many are waiting to have every obstacle removed, the work they might do is left undone, and multitudes are dying without hope and without God. Some, for the sake of commercial advantage, or to acquire scientific knowledge, will venture into unsettled regions, and cheerfully endure sacrifice and hardship, but how few, for the sake of their fellow men, are willing to move their families into regions that are in need of the gospel. To reach the people, wherever they are, and whatever their position or condition, and to help them in every way possible, this is true ministry. By such effort you may win hearts, and open a door of access to perishing souls. In all your work, remember that you are bound up with Christ, a part of the great plan of redemption. The love of Christ, in a healing, life-giving current, is to flow through your life. As you seek to draw others within the circle of His love, let the purity of your language, the unselfishness of your service, the joyfulness of your demeanor, bear witness to the power of His grace.